The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host this morning is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning, John.
I think we're going to have a wonderful show here this morning.
I'm sure you're right.
Before we get to the show, our first two guests, I just want to bring everybody's attention to what Project Independence is. And Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative for the town of North Hempstead. Under Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Commissioner Kimberly Galante, the seniors in the town of North Hempstead have access via 311 to almost anything. Transportation to take you shopping, transportation to take you to doctors, social work services, light maintenance in your house. Right now, big thing is gutter repair. Gutter cleaning. So if you can't get on the ladder, and you shouldn't, at a certain age, you know, changing a light bulb could put you in the hospital with a broken hip because you're on a stool that you shouldn't be doing. That is the benefit and the purpose of Project Independence. Now, if you were agile, you could get on a stool. And how do you become agile? Yoga, right? Think about it. So our first two guests today are Matt and Jenny Jarrett, and they are the co-founders of United We Om, a nonprofit pop-up yoga studio. And we've just been chatting a few minutes before the show went on. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Now, we have to remember, for today's show, WWMD, what would Mark do? So let's keep our answers nice and tight. Okay, let's enjoy the show and get a lot of information. Who's going to start telling me about the program?
Okay.
Jenny, okay.
Yeah. So we're both yoga teachers.
Okay.
Long time. And we discovered as of late that there were many, many people that could benefit from yoga and meditation that weren't able to get to it, either because the cost at studios was too high or because they literally just couldn't leave the place where they were to get to a studio. So we founded United We Om to make sure that everybody that could benefit from yoga had access to yoga.
Okay. Now I see you have a studio that popped up in Port Washington.
Absolutely. So the pop-up studio is actually used to serve the main purpose of our organization,
okay,
which is to try to bring yoga and meditation to people who need the benefit of practice but perhaps can't get it. So currently we're serving foster children who are in Syosset at Mercy First. We're serving veterans at the Back to Life Center in Bethpage. So the idea is to bring it to the people, and we use the pop-up studio as a way to fund that. So the pop-up studio, by harnessing the sort of grassroots energy of the community itself, we use that money to then go and bring the yoga to the community.
Okay, so let's back it up, because I am confused. No, that's fine. The pop-up is a funding mechanism for these other things that you're doing.
Correct.
Okay.
So the karma, we call them our karma projects.
Okay.
And that's when we hire a yoga teacher and we send them into a community to provide yoga and meditation to that community.
For 10 weeks, like in Port Washington.
Exactly. So it varies. We have 4, 6, 8, and 10-week programs, and it sort of varies because it's all about whoever we're bringing the yoga to. So some people, a 6-week program is going to better suit their needs. Some people, something like a 10-week program, it's a little longer. They can take a little time to get to sort of understand yoga and how it works for them. And yes, the pop-up studio is designed just to do that, to help to fund the programs by providing yoga and meditation to everybody.
And go ahead, Jenny.
At the same time, the pop-up studio is also fulfilling our mission because all the classes are by donation and all the teachers are volunteers. So all of the profits raised are used to support our outreach programs into the community.
Wow. So just one second, Ann. So what you would be looking for, actually I want to give out your phone number, is a place that would put you in there without charging your rent.
Always.
Okay.
That would be wonderful.
Ann?
I wonder if you can just clarify a little bit for me. When I went over some of the notes that we have on this, it seems like this is for everyone. But I have a couple of questions about those of us who are getting on a little bit in years, where some of the movements that you do can be rather strenuous and so on. Do you adapt anything? How do you work this if you need some modification in the exercise or the yoga and meditation that you're doing?
That is a great question. So I know a lot of us have an idea of yoga. Whenever we hear the word yoga, we imagine a lithe young person with a handstand or a foot behind the head. But really, our idea of yoga and meditation is the true nut of yoga, which is to allow us to feel in union with our breath, calm in our mind, centered and present. So all of our yoga classes and meditation classes are much more geared towards that feeling of mindfulness and restoration, but particularly we have a class on the schedule from 12:45 to 1:45 called Foundations of Alignment. That class is particularly geared towards beginners, people with injuries. There's no downward dog. There's no handstand. It's really spending a good amount of time in each shape, talking with the teacher, Elizabeth, who's amazing, about the alignment. It's a very calm class, and really anybody would enjoy that class.
So if, let's say, I have knee issues or a back issue, will you address that?
Of course, yes. Please come. Yes.
And we have all sorts of props and blocks and blankets and straps to accommodate anybody, any position. And that's our whole goal, is to bring yoga and meditation to everybody. And so it's absolutely been something that we've thought about from the get-go, is how can we establish this in a way that anyone can do it?
Okay. That's the most important thing. Actually, I've tried a few times going to yoga. And it's amazing, you know, it's like they're touching the floor, they're downward dog, all this thing. It's like, just get me a chair.
You could have a chair at our studio.
Oh, okay. Oh, then I'm coming. No, but that's so important. You have to be mindful of the person. And from what I understand, yoga is really something for everybody, but not everybody can do the same thing. So everybody can go as far as they can go. You work within your limits, which, and a good instructor makes you feel comfortable doing that versus, like, can't you go 3 inches lower, you know?
Now, also on your schedule, I see you have meditation. Is meditation exactly the same as yoga, or is it different? Can you give me some idea about meditation?
There are about as many different types of meditation as there are styles of yoga. And yes, they are certainly different. Our meditation that we offer is a guided meditation. We have two different teachers, Joe Iadonza, who owns the Living Room in Port Washington. It's a meditation studio. And then also Doreen Gamel, who has been a lifelong practitioner. Meditation is really about calming the mind, connecting with your breath, slowing down. And it's less about the physical postures that usually people associate with yoga.
Meditation has been shown so much lately to reduce stress, to have enormous health benefits. And so we feel that it's on par with any yoga class or a practice of physical postures. And that's why we wanted to make sure to offer a good, long, guided meditation. This is for anybody, whether you have no idea what meditation is or you've been meditating for years, to come as a community, have some guidance, sit together. It's really something everybody can take home with them that we all should be doing, we know.
And it shouldn't be that stereotype of sitting in the lotus position, you know, this, your eyes closed and bowing and this sort of reverence.
Yeah, we have chairs at meditation.
Again, going back to those chairs. And
put
and
me in the lotus, you're never going to get me out.
We could, yeah, that's the idea. Just sit, to be, to relax, to enjoy, to feel. And that's what we're trying to get people to do.
And when you said take it home, for some of us who find that we're getting up in the middle of the night and having trouble going back to sleep, will this help me at all as far as sleep is concerned?
Absolutely. As a lifelong insomniac, I can assure you that connecting to your breath, feeling your body, just sort of being aware of your space, it's amazing what your mind is capable of doing. And just a matter of feeling yourself on the bed, feeling the sheets, feeling your head connecting to the pillow, all these things that you're learning to do while you're on the mat, you can absolutely transfer to the bed or whatever else you're having physical problems in your life.
Will any of this help me if I eat too much and I need to get in tune with what I'm doing while it's mealtime, for example?
Every moment of our life, we can be more mindful. So the idea of the core teachings of yoga and meditation is to be present. And one way that we can stop ourselves in the usual reactions we take, which is eating comfort food, or for some younger folks sitting in here today, getting on our iPhones, whatever that comfort reaction we take is, learning to go one breath to the next and to really feel the present moment can help us find that pause between a feeling of worry or fear and our reaction that we take, which many times is an unhealthy reaction as opposed to taking a breath, something like that. Oh, yeah.
I just want to actually ask Matt to give out a phone number. I'm not sure if this is the one. That's why you
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if anybody, one, wants to know about the courses in Port Washington, or two, has a facility that would be available, say, on a Sunday or a Saturday, or I don't know what, you know, that's a conversation you have with Matt and Jenny.
We're okay. Flexible.
I'd also like to interject that if anybody is listening and you run an organization or you know of an organization where people don't have access to yoga and could use this, what we're talking about, you can also reach out to us because we'd love to bring a yoga and meditation teacher to your organization to help facilitate that where you are.
Okay. And the number?
Yeah, best number to reach us is our office number, which is 516-708-1427. Mm-hmm. That's 516-708-1427. Or, of course, you can always look us up online, and we are www.unitedweom.org. And that's OM, O-M.
Versus O-H-M.
Or A-U-M.
Yeah, that's true. The next thing I just want to touch on is we're going to go all over the place, Karma Projects, which is, you know, this is all interrelated, and you're doing a great job. That's why by doing a little piece of this and a little getting the funding, teaching the yoga for another project. But go ahead, Jenny.
We've been told by a friend of ours who's a lawyer that our organization is very innovative and very confusing.
Well, you're doing
a great job teasing it apart. So Karma Project, karma in yoga means action, to take action. So our idea is that as a yoga community that has access to these practices and teachings, it's time for us to put our practice where our heart is and to take action by bringing yoga and meditation deeper into our local community, to places that really cannot get to a yoga studio. That's the mission of our Karma Projects, is take yoga and meditation into places that don't have it, like Mercy First Foster Care Facility in Syosset, for example. Those children are residential. There's almost 200 of them. They live there. They go to school there. They can't leave the campus, so they have no access. So we're bringing yoga and meditation to them, and it's specialized so that it's really appropriate for them. Most of them have suffered emotional trauma, PTS. You know, it's mm-hmm. difficult.
Oh, yeah.
They could not integrate into a yoga studio, yoga class, even if they could get there. So that's that, Karma Project.
Have you had any success, let's say, with an autistic population or the multiple disabilities that some of the children have? Any, you know, input on anything of that nature?
We have a Karma Project coming up that's going to be for autistic children. It's going to be for autistic teenagers specifically. Yoga as a healing modality, there's just one scientific study after the next. It's every Ivy League school. It's all the big names, the Mayo Clinic. Even the Department of Defense has gotten really behind and recently invested, I think it was somewhere near $50 million into the iRest yoga program. It started at the Walter Reed, and now it's 17 facilities across the country. There's really almost no aspect of emotional or physical healing that yoga and meditation cannot help address. It's not a panacea. It's not a cure-all. But what it does is kind of gets you back into that place where you can be using the things that your body naturally does and enhancing them with the practice.
Very technically, yoga and meditation help us deactivate this fight or flight response in our nervous system. And that's what many of the people, not only in like veterans at Bridge Back to Life or foster care children that have suffered trauma, but just those of us walking around in our day-to-day lives, it's a very high-paced, very stressful world we live in. And by breathing deeply, just that small piece, we can deactivate fight or flight, lower our stress hormones, lower our adrenaline levels, and our body kicks into resting mode where we can experience everything in our life in a different way. And what they've discovered with veterans and people who've suffered trauma is that when they are in a guided meditation or yoga practice with deep breathing, mm-hmm. when they experience the flashbacks that they may have, anybody with trauma, the body starts to create new pathways in the brain as a way to react to that memory when it comes up. So, I mean, it's really an incredibly, scientific and very awesome modality. It's really cool.
It's amazing. And it's true. More and more people over the last 15, 20 years, definitely, hospitals, major hospitals are doing studies on all this type of stuff in addition to medications or whatever. Actually, we're going to have to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Matt and Jenny.